in our minds. Alam na ng Diyos. Today, we will talk about God's grace. Talk about God's grace. But we will talk about this grace of God in the light of the experience of Genesis 6. In Genesis 6 chapter, in Genesis chapter 6, it says there that it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. This the situation here in Genesis chapter 6 is that the people began to spread. Immediate na text dito prior to Genesis 6 ay nakikita natin yung mga tao na I mean, these are generations pinanganap si ganitong tao na buhay na ganitong kahaba. Yun sa Genesis chapter 5 na hanggang sa dumating na dumami yung tao at eto na na the sons of men, sons of God, verse 2, and the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. So ang tao ay makikita po natin dito, there is a distinction. The distinction mainly sons of God and daughters of men. May dalawang pagkaibang grupo ng tao. Tinawag na sons of God at itong isang bahagi ay daughters of men. Now, mayroong nagsasabi na, yung mga sons of God na yan ay yung mga anghel na bumagsak. Kasi yung word na Nephilim, may word na Nephilim na basa natin doon sa baba ng text, in the succeeding verses, yan yung sinasabi daw dyan. Yung verse 4, that there were giants in there in those days. Yun daw yung mga sons of God, na ito ay yung mga anghel na bumagsak. That's parang imaginative thinking. That's fiction. Hindi po yun ang sons of God na tinutukoy dito. This separation is mainly, remember, if you will read your Genesis event, the Genesis event, kaya nga po ang book na ito ay pinamagatang the Genesis. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of everything. It is the beginning of the human race. It's the beginning of the spreading of the human race from one place, mula sa Garden of Eden. Mula sa Garden of Eden, pinalaya sila ng Panginoon. Nilipat sila ng ibang lugar. At from there, hiniwalay ng Panginoon si Cain. Diba? Because si Cain, pinatay niya yung kanyang kapatid. And he was judged by God. Doon sa pangyayari na yun, na doon nagaroon ng separation. Sa chapter 4, makikita natin yung pangyayari na yun. Si Cain, pinatay niya si Abel. Tama. Si Cain was given by God a mark Kasi sabi ni Gail, yung paluho, yung parusap mo sa akin, Panginoon, ay sobra. Dahil baka, kung sino mong nakakita sa akin, patayin ako. And so, God marked this man, Cain. At yun yung si Cain at yung kanyang lahi, yun ang tinutukoy na daughters of men. Dito sa talata na ito, sa binasa natin sa 6, dahil dumami na sila sa chapter 5, ito yung sinasabi ko na sa inyo, na yung generations of Edom, ito ay mula sa lahi na ni Seth. Remember, ang unang mga anak ni Adan at ni Adan at ni Eva, the first children is Cain, Abel, and Abel was killed, and the Lord gave a new son sa mag-asawa, which is Seth. At itong si Seth, ito yung lahi na tinutukoy niya sa verse sa chapter 5. This is what was called, or from them came what was called the sons of God. Remember that when Seth was born, Eve said, may sinabi si ano dyan? Sinabi si Eva na because he made me as a replacement sa namatay ng anak, something. Pero kasi hindi ko na ano dito yung text, hindi ko na maalala yung pinagalingan. Kasi hindi naman yun ang ating main na ano. So anyway, si Seth, kanyang lahi, eto nga yung pinutukoy dito, dito fallen angels. Ha? It's just the description, a descriptive to the people that was from the lineage of Seth. Dahil nung si Seth ay ipinanganak, the people started to worship God. Kaya tinawag na sons of God. They have this desire. They follow the way of their yung nauna sa kanila. Sinundan nila yung paraan. Bakit ba nag-away si Cain sa Eva? They worship God. Si Cain at si Eva tuloy. Si Cain at si Abel. Why did Cain and Abel bakit pinatay ni Cain si Abel? Dahil sa selos, dahil sa pagsamba sa Diyos. Yung pagsamba ni Cain, hindi tinanggap ng Diyos. Yung pagsamba ni Abel, tinanggap ng Diyos. So that picture, nakita ng mga anak ni Seth, and they worship the Lord in accordance to what was set before them. And so, they are called the children or the sons of God. They were described as sons of God. And so, as I said, yung mga ito si Cain, dinarkahan ng Diyos. And yung marka na yun, para nga pagiging protection, hindi siya patayin. But that became what the lineage of those who was mentioned here as the daughters of men. Ito yung ang kanilang mga desire ay yung pangsarili lang nila. And the sons of God, ito yung ang kanilang desire is about the Lord. Pero, itong mga sons of God, sabi dito sa binasa natin, the sons of God came into verse 2. Layo ko, nasa verse 4 ako nagbabasa. That the sons of men saw the daughters of the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. Now, This is where the problem came. Yung mga kanilang practice, supposed to be ang attention nila ay para sa Diyos, they changed their focus and they saw the daughters of men. At nawala ang kanilang tingin sa Diyos. At nag-asawa sila na ang concern ay sa kanilang sarili lamang. Daughters of men. Ang idea nila ay yung idea ng kanilang tatay na ano? It's about me, my recognition. Kasi nga si Cain, yun ang gusto ni Cain eh. Recognize me. I did my effort. So, ganun sila lumaki. Yan ang kanilang characteristic. The sons of men. And so, nag-intermingle. And what happened there? So, may konting ano doon sa space because dumating dito na sabi ng Panginoon, and God saw that the wickedness of men was great in the earth. As a result of this intermingling, there was great wickedness. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That is in verse 5. And so, here we see this frightening thought. Verse 6. And it repented the Lord that he had made men on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Now, when we read this, there are people na nagsasabi na, uy, tignan mo, ang Diyos. It repented. Nagbagong isip. Na nagsisi. Unang-unang ano dyan ay nagsisi nga ba ang Diyos? Dahil kung nagsisi ang Diyos, para bang nagkamali ba ang Diyos na ginawa niya ang tao? Para niya pagsisihan? Did God commit a mistake? Nagkamali ba ang Diyos? Look back to sa ating lesson last week. He's omniscient, He's all-powerful, He's everywhere, He's present. Doon pa lang, tatlo pa lang yan, ha? Wala pa yung holiness ng Panginoon, wala pa yung goodness niya. Hindi pa natin rin usapan yun. Yun lang tatlong yun. The three shining attributes of God. Makikita niyo ba doon yung idea na ang Diyos ay maaaring magkabalik? Yun lang sa idea na He is all knowing. Alam niya lahat. Bago mo pa isipin, alam niya ang Panginoon. Etong pangyayari na ito, the sons of men, the sons of God, na tinutukoy dito, will change their focus from God into the daughters of men. Hindi ba nakita ng Panginoon? Nagulat lang ba ang Diyos? Na, uy, bakit mo ginawa yan? Ganun ba ang Diyos? No. God was not surprised. Alam na ng Diyos to. Alam na ng Diyos na ano gagawin itong mga taong to. So, siguro ang tanong, pastor, bakit sinabi na God repented? Kung sa Tagalog to, pinagsisihan ng Diyos. Ang Diyos nagsisi. Ang hirap na, di ba? At hindi po, you should not take it na ganito yun. Ibig sabihin na ang Diyos pala nagsisisi. No. Hindi po. In his attribute as God, being God, He cannot repent. He cannot. Because If he repent, that means he is mistaken. And if he is mistaken, then he is neither perfect nor he is good. Kasi diba, if you made a mistake, that means what? You're not good. You're not perfect. Oh, siguro, hindi, isa lang eh. Hindi pa rin 100% yun. 99 pa lang din ang score mo kung galing ako yung nagkaroon ng X, di ba? Nag-X ba ang Diyos dito? So what does this mean, God repented? Anong ibig sabihin nito that God repented? Na bakit pinagsisiyan ng Diyos? Anong gusto ko kuhin nito? Now this word, and God, and it repented the Lord that He had made man in the earth. Ito po, when you read this, you have to remember, you have to know, yung tinatawag na anthropomorphic expression. Anthropomorphic expression. Ano yung anthropomorphic expression? Ano ibig sabihin ng kaso? Yung anthro meaning man. So, anthropomorphic meaning ang isang kaisipan ay inilalagay na parang sa tao. Parang sa tao. Na meaning when Moses said this, because it was Moses who wrote this, when he said God repented, what Moses is trying to convey is that God is so grieved. God is so grieved in his heart. Yan nga, yung idea pa nga na may heart ba ang Diyos? Kasi spirit siya. How can a spirit have a heart? Again, that's another anthropomorphic expression. Na parang, para lang maunawa natin, para maunawa natin kung ano ang dinudulot ng kasamaan sa Diyos. To bring an impact. Kasi hindi natin iintindihan na ang Diyos pala ay galit. Hindi natin maintindihan yun. Kung hindi natin makikita o maunawa kung bakit ba nagalit ang Diyos. E paano mo magagawa magalit ang Diyos? E perfect nga siya. Diba? Paano magagalit yun? E perfect nga. Kung perfect, he cannot be that. Ano? But again, that is an anthropomorphic expression. Yung parang inilalagay sa kalagayan ng isang tao. Yun yung ibig sabihin nun. Parang ibinibigas ito, this is a literary device. Anthropomorphic expression is a literary device for us to understand what the Lord feels about men sinning. Kasi doon lang natin ganap na mauunawaan na ganun pala kalaki ang kasalanan ng tao. Ngayon, imagine mo na, maisip mo na, sobra ang galit ng Diyos. Di ba? Para sabihin na pinagsisisihan niya ang naginawa niya ang tao. Yun ang gustong i-convey ni Moses sa atin. That it is so upsetting. Sin is so upsetting to God. Na? God abhors sin. Yun ang ibig ipakahulugan when God repented. Na? It's not that God changes His mind or that God is imperfect, no? It's just that Moses described the idea to us so that we would realize what is the effect of sin in the eyes of the Lord. What is sin? Ganon ang gusto i-convey ng God repented. So I hope you get the point. Naintindihan niyo 'yung sinasabi ko. Nakukuha niyo po ba? Naintindihan niyo? Okay? And the Lord said, verse 7, and the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowl of the air, for it repented me that I have made them. Again, ano naman yung word na yun? It repented me. Again, this is a description of how God abhors him. To that point that he has that feeling na, oh, pinagsisisihan ko. Again, Moses is just trying to give us how big, magnitude ng sin, the effects of sin. Yun ang gusto kong ipakita dito ng talata. That God would judge the earth. But look at the verse 8. But Noah among the millions of people that is wicked in the sight of the Lord, that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I want to dwell on that. The grace of the Lord. Noah found grace. Kung kayo po ay hindi pa nakakabasa, hindi nyo pa nabasa ang inyong Bible dito, kayo nyo lang talagusan sa inyong Bible, at tapos ay nanood kayo sa inyong sa internet, sa Netflix, sa what, HBO, hindi ko alam kung nasaan nyo, pero nakapanood kayo ng pelikula na Pagkatay Noah. Ako kung napanood nyo ngayon na ang bida ay si Russell Crowe. That movie is trash, basura. Hindi yun yung totoo Noah sa Bible. That's the Noah of their imagination. Yung movie na yun. Huwag nyo nang panoorin yun. Kalukuhan yun kung baga. With regards to the scripture. Anyway, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This grace is not because Noah is good. Hindi ito dahil si Noah ay naging mabahit na tao, that he was not affected by the sins of the world. No. If you see yung the language, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. It is, kung sa Tagalog, kung itatagalogin ito, kinaawaan ng Diyos. Ang Diyos, the subject here, in the, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, is not Noah. The subject of this text is the Lord. Ang Diyos. He gave the grace to this person, Noah. The Lord did not tell us, the scripture did not tell us, why did God choose Noah? We don't know. It's just the same as when God said, I love Jacob and I hated Esau. Hindi natin alam. Nasa chat pa lang ng mga magulang nanay. The twin, Jacob and Esau, was still in the womb of their mom when God said, I love Jacob and I hate Esau. Wala pang ginagawa yung dalawa. Tinakda na ng Panginoon na gano'n. Ganyan itong sitwasyon na ito. We do not know what Noah did. What we know is that God did something. What is that? He gave grace to Noah. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. What is this grace? This grace is out of God's wisdom. This is, sabi dyan sa Ephesians chapter 1 verse 9. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He had purposed in Himself. Now, we do not know why God chose Noah. Why did He give grace to Noah? We do not know that. But what we know is that it is according to His good pleasure. It is according to His good pleasure. Because we have a God who is good and holy, it is according to His good pleasure. This is what pleases the Lord. It pleases the Lord that Noah would be saved on that moment. It pleases the Lord that Noah will build the ark. It pleases the Lord that Noah will be saving that ark with his family. Yan yung grace ng Panginoon. This grace is bestowed upon Noah because of his good pleasure. So what is this grace? This grace is an act of God. Gawa ito ng Diyos para ang kanyang kalooban, ang kanyang mabuting kalooban ay maganap. So, siguro sabi niyo, Pastor, paano naging good? Napatayin niya lahat ng tao at itira lang yung pamilya ni Noah. How would that be good? Now, remember, God is all-powerful, God is all-good, God is holy. In His holiness, no one can come to Him. And if a description ng scripture ay verse 5, balikan natin. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. So, lahat ng iniisip ng tao, ng lahat ng tao noong panahon na yon ay evil continually. Ang sarili lang nila. They disregarded God and His Word. And so, in His holiness, He had to judge the world. That is His good pleasure. Because why? He is a holy God. And so judgment is given to the world. Again, kanina yung mensahe natin, di ba? Nabanggit ko sa kaninang umaga. May purpose ng Panginoon kung bakit tinawag si Noah, kasi bakit siya dinitas? Para ma-replenish yung world. Ginamit niya si Noah para dumami muli yung tao. Di ba? And that is according to His good pleasure. He has a plan. Kasi ang mundo, hindi naman natapos nung matapos na si Noah, di ba? Yung flood, hindi. Nakito pa tayo, buhay pa tayo. Di ba? Because may plano ang Diyos eh. May plano to ng Diyos lahat. This is part of His good pleasure. So the grace of God was given to show His good pleasure and to perform the purpose which He planned. Ang lahat ng bagay ay ginawa ng Diyos na mayroon siyang plano at may dahilan, may purpose. Kaya nga walang purposeless evil. Yung kasamaan na walang silbi, na walang silbi. Kasamaan na walang saysay. No. May ibig sabihin ng lahat ng saysay. May ibig sabihin ng lahat ng saysay. May ibig sabihin ang lahat ng kasamaan at may saysayan. May ibig sabihin yung nangyayari sa atin ngayon na ito, yung COVID. Diba? Napakasama nito. But ano to? Basta lang dahil sa nagtagumpay ang masama? Ganun lang ba yan? Because wickedness win? Ganun ba yun? No! The Lord let this wickedness happen sa ating kalagitnaan dahil kasama yan sa plano niya. It's part of His purpose. So that the grace of God will abound. Maagi yan, sabi sa Romans. At sabi sa Romans na idea that shall we continue to sin that grace may abound? Hindi. God forbid. Diba? Sabi sa Roma. But this purpose ng Panginoon for giving Noah the grace, it is hidden in Him. It is hidden in Him. Ngayon lang natin ito na na-reveal sa atin through the Lord Jesus Christ who gave His word to us. Kaya ngayon, when we open the book of Genesis and all the evil things na makikita natin dito, we took it upon the lens of the Lord Jesus Christ. Kasi hindi natin mauunawa yung ginawa na yun ng Panginoon sa mundo. Ginawa niya kay Noah apart from the grace ng Diyos, apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, we will not understand it. Hindi natin maunawa na ang Diyos pala may plano, ang Diyos pala may magandang inihanda. Meron palang magandang bagay na nakasisiya sa Panginoon na kanyang ginawa. At ito ay kanyang it will come to pass. What He purposed will come to pass. Kung paano yun nangyari noon kay Noah, that he has found grace. And that the judgment that He gave to the world then came to pass. Namatay ang mga tao noon. But Noah became the new man. Siya ang nagpasimuno na dumami muli ang tao. Pati na sabi ko nga, that's a picture of regeneration. Na kailangan ng tao na ipanganak ng muli. Yun yung larawan nito. That the grace of God given to Noah, the grace of God that is found by Noah, is an act of God. Gawa ito ng Diyos. At sa buhay natin, kagaya ni Noah, may gawa din ng Diyos sa atin. At isipin mo siguro na, am I worthy like Noah? Yes, you are. Yes, you are worthy like Noah. Even though we do not know bakit si Noah nga ay binigyan ng grace. But we are worthy. Why? Why are we worthy na grace na ito? Because if this is purpose, we are worthy because God made us worthy. Pinlano ito ng Diyos. At siya ang gumawa nito. Yung marinig mo itong mensahe na ito ngayon, hindi naman ito ginawa, hindi ko ito pinagtanungan na kailangan mo ito pong marinig. Hindi ko pinlano ito. Ang nagplano nito ay ang Diyos. So, this grace of God is His plan, His purpose. This grace given to Moses is for His good pleasure. Because He is the Almighty God. So, you have to realize that we have a God that needs to be pleased. Meron siya. Meron tayong pangangailangan. It's not Him that He needs to be pleased. When I say that it's not that God needs, kinakailangan ng Diyos na matuwa siya sa atin. Hindi yun. More like, kailangan natin na i-please ang Panginoon. We need to please God. But how can we please God? How can we please God? How can we please God? We are sinners. Like all these men nung panahon ni Noah. We are sinners like him. For us to please God, we need God's grace. Awalan ng Diyos talaga. Kung hindi ka kaawalan ng Diyos, you can never please God. And so, why this message, Pastor? Bakit ito? Bakit ito ang mensahe na ito gusto mo sabihin na ito? For us to know, for us to realize that we are all nothing. Wala tayong, anuman ang ating kalagayan sa buhay, we are all nothing without God. Kahit sabihin mo ito ang pinakamayaman sa buong tangig, sabi mo, ikaw ang pinakamaganda, pinakagwapo sa buong Metro Manila. O sa buong Cavite, that part. Yung bahagi na. Kasi ba, basta bakit puro ano na, Metro Manila, kami mga kami taga Batangas, paano na kami? Diba? Sabihin mo na, ikaw ang pinakagwapo sa buong Pilipinas o sa buong mundo na. It doesn't matter. What matter is God's grace. We need to realize this. If you are apart from God, kung malayo ka sa Panginoon, malayo ka sa Diyos, that's a big nakakwenta. You will be one of those that will be judged by the Lord. So what do you need? Ano kailangan natin? Oh, we need God's grace. We need God's grace. Kung hindi tayo maawaan ng Panginoon sa Aba natin lahat. Salamat tayo dahil ang Diyos ay nagbibigay ng awa. Hindi His grace to know it. At hindi lang ang sinumabili niya ng grace ng Panginoon. Marami pa. Marami. And that's why I want you to know this. Kung hindi mo pa alam kung ikaw ay sa Diyos, that God has given you the grace, kung di mo alam yan, that would probably mean ay wala kang ang grace ng Panginoon. Dahil kung may grace ka ng Panginoon, alam mo na yan. Now, if you do not have the grace of the Lord, you have to listen to this. You need God's grace. And God's grace is free. Sabi nung kinanta natin kanina, God's grace is great. Where? At the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. His sacrifice, His life, He died on the cross to pay for our sin. Pay for. Yung kay Noah, yun ay just plain salvation. But this, dito sa pagkamatay ni Kristo sa krus ng Kalbaryo, is payment for sin. It's payment. Somebody paid for your sin. And that's the great, that is the greatest grace ng Panginoon na ibinigay sa atin. You have to own it. You have to grab on that grace ng Panginoon. Recognize Jesus Christ as the one paid for your sin. Recognize Jesus Christ as the one who saves us, saves you from sin. When I was 16 years old, this same message, I narinig ko, and I took hold of it. Kasi sabi ng Panginoon, ngayon yun, today, if you hear His voice, huwag mong hayaan. Ngayon, hindi pa din bukas. Dahil pag ipagpabukas mo yan, makakasama mo yung mga tao nyo na nalulod ng panahon ng ano. Kasi pinagpabukas nila ang mensahe ng Diyos. Pinagpabukas nila. Kasi while Noah was building the ark, He was preaching to the people, it will rain. Repent of your wickedness. Pero mga tao na siguro, ano yung ulan pinagsasabihin ito? Sino mo nagawa niya ng bangka doon sa ibabaw ng mundo? Ano mo? Siguro naisip ko niya na ikaw ka na. Oh, pinagtatawa na ba sila din? Pinagtatawa ba nila si Noah that day? Yun. Pero when the Lord shut that door ng ark, kahit anong paglalabog ng mga tao doon sa pintuan, buksan niyo to. Maybe Noah, it was not written in the scripture, but maybe Noah tried. Maaari, kasi ikaw ba naman? Ang daming tao umakatok doon sa iyong bahay, hindi ka ba mapatitigating ang puso mo na pagbuksan sila? Di ba? Kaso sabi ng Panginoon, He sealed the door. It is God who sealed it. Kaya kahit anong gawin ni Noah at ang kanyang pamilya doon, baka siyempre, malay mo, best friend ni Noah, best friend ng anak ni Noah, baka quick. Bakit? Kasi pinagpabukas nila yung mensahe ng Diyos. Hindi sila nakatanggap ng grace ng Panginoon. So the same thing, I'm telling you, magpupungi pagpabukas ang grasya ng Panginoon. And this is His grace. You realize your sinfulness. You realize you repent of this sin. Talikuran mo ang kasalanan na ito. At ipahayag mo sa iyong puso na si Kristo ang siyang tagapagligtas natin. Kinalanin mo siya bilang Panginoon. That is why this message. Let's bow our heads and ask Heavenly Father. Anyone in the midst of this congregation doesn't know you as Lord and Savior, and doesn't know the grace that you have, that you really give today. Lord, pray, touch his heart, touch her heart. May the Holy Spirit move in his heart or in her heart, that he would realize, Lord, this truth, that you are giving your grace to those that will repent of their sin, to those that will believe in your Son Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we pray that your love will be shared to his heart and to her heart today, that he or she will make a decision to grab on to this grace and to put their faith in the Lord. And Lord, sa amin, to us who have already received your grace, may this be a reminder, Lord, for us to be humble, that there is nothing to be proud of, nothing to be proud of what we can do, of what we have done. There's nothing, Lord, only that you have given us your grace. That is something that we should be rejoicing. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for this reminder. We pray, Lord, that give us the will, give us the courage, Lord, to also share this message of grace, this your good news, Lord, that you are giving your grace to everyone that believes. Pray, Lord, strengthen us. Make us willing, Lord. Make us willing to share your gospel for our love. Realize, Lord, that this is your will for us, that we will bring your good news to everyone that we need. And thank you, Lord, for this message. We have you, we give you all the glory. In Christ's precious name we pray. Amen.
Magandang kalangalaw hapon po sa inyong lahat. Salamat po sa pakikinig sa salita ng Panginoon. Tayo po ay business.